Yo, you are now tuned into the new Chris Lanice podcast, and I am your girl, Chris Lanice. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We have made it to episode 5. We all the way live. If y'all don't even know that song, just look it up. All my niggas from Florida know what's up. I know that I'm a few days late. I know, CP time. But on the real shit, it's because a bitch been working. Like, working. Like, working, ain't ya? You don't have no time. No, but I have been working. That's not an excuse, but it is the truth. And we're going to get into that. The last couple of weeks have definitely been more of a mental game than anything else. So these are the things I feel like are important for me to check in on and important for me to say. The last time, if you checked into episode 4, I told you that, you know, I did a commission painting. It was really good for my spirit, really good for my confidence. It was like riding a bike. And I started painting again for myself. And I decided that I wanted to open back up commissions. I haven't opened up commissions since 2018, early 2019. Being an artist, anything creative, when you start doing commission work and work for other people, it's great because people obviously love your style, they love your work. But on the other end, sometimes it sucks because people don't really know what they want all the time, and sometimes you feel like your creativity is drained. So most artists that I know of, they go through waves of taking commission work. So it's been a minute since I've taken commissions. And I think in the time that I stopped taking commissions, my art really did excel. So people were constantly asking me for commissions, but I wasn't taking any. I decided to open it back up. I am excited about painting again, and I do want to get into the daily practice of it. And let's just call a spade, who ain't trying to make no money? It hasn't even been a full week, and the gratitude I have for people that fuck with me is just beyond words. I'm literally at like 6 commissions in a week, and that response, how quickly it was, you know, I feel like people been waiting, and it did wonders for me. They didn't have a problem with the price going up since probably the last time I have opened commissions. They appreciated the process and the business aspect of it, because in those years as well, I've grown as a businesswoman. So the process is a lot easier. I've also learned too, when taking commission work, I'm not going to take something that I don't want to do. I've done that in the past. It's harder for me to complete the project. I also don't feel the need to go back and forth and negotiate people with prices. This is my time. My prices are set to what they're set to. If for some reason my price is too high, find someone else. And that's perfectly fine too. When someone requests a commission, I have a little PDF that I created. It's like a real quick breakdown of how this works, how prices work, so you know what you're getting into. And then at the end, it says, if you want to continue the process, this is how we schedule a consultation. I started painting. I liked painting, but I needed a place to kind of get away. My godfather has a convenience store. He used to have a record shop on the east side of Jacksonville, out east. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Duval County finest, baby. This is like, it's like the trap. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing but records in there. It was kind of dark in there. But I cleared a space, made it my own. I remember having to walk 3 blocks up the street to go to my godparents' house to use the bathroom, because it wasn't even a bathroom in there. But in that space, in the matter of 3 months, I created enough art for my first show in Jacksonville. So I kind of feel like I have that mentality going for me in here, and it's just like a different grind mode. And I'm excited that I'm back into the feng shui of things. That does a lot for me, and it makes me feel like myself, and my headspace is good. My friend, she reached out to me the other day, and she sent me this voice message, and it was like, how much time do you give yourself when people tell you to give yourself grace? What she was saying was, she feels like she's at a point in time where she knows what she's capable of and she's ready to go get it. But people are telling her, because she's had such a crazy year, don't do too much. I think sometimes we use it as an excuse. I'm all about healing. And I think that I've spent majority of 2021, the second half of 2021, just kind of trying to heal from my dad's passing and process it in my head. It didn't hit super hard, literally until the holidays. It's something that I'm still working through, you know. But when you have a calling upon your life, when you know that you're a light, when you know that people are attracted to you, when you know that you're bigger than what you are right now, it's hard for you to sit there and be safe. And I think that when you feel like you're in a good space mentally and spiritually and emotionally from whatever you're going through, that there's nothing wrong with taking your shit to the next step up, taking it a notch up. And sometimes the people that you love and that are closest to you are telling you to of grace because they want you to be safe because they care about you. They don't want you to, in their mind, bite off more than they can chew. And it's not because they're doubting any of your abilities. No one sees you in the light that you see yourself. Matthew Knowles knew he had a gem with Beyonce. I don't think even he knew what the fuck she was gonna do. When people around you are telling you these things, it's because they just want you to be safe. And they're saying it out of love. But the most important thing is for you to know yourself. And so we're saying bye to our homegirl Grace and saying hi to our new homegirl Capabilities. That's what I said. But it's another thing to feel like you're not yourself and then get back to yourself and then realize, damn, this isn't even me because I'm bigger than this. And that's where I think both of us are. And that's where I think a lot of people who listen to this podcast are. I know that there is a calling on my life. I've said it before. I've said that I've always attracted people. For some reason, people feel comfortable with me, and that's a blessing. And there has been times in my life where I feel like because of that comfort and because of that influence, I have to be somebody that I'm not. But I realize, especially with the podcast, is when I am 100% authentically myself because I have nothing to lose, people even feel more safe with me, and they believe in it. It's like, so I've always known that I've had that calling on my life. You know, I've always known that I have the ability to change the world. And I know that sounds so cliche, but I've always known it. Jaja and I, we joke all the time because he always like, oh, they gonna build a statue of you at Cookman, or you already got a statue at Cookman. You already got a statue at Cookman. But real nigga shit, I know in my mind before I die, I am gonna have a statue at Cookman and a couple buildings named after me. And I know in Jacksonville, I'm gonna have a damn library named after me and a statue in Jacksonville as well. And I'm not saying it in a cocky way. I'm saying it because I realize potential in myself. The thing is, what potential is, even if you see the potential, what the fuck is the point if you're not moving on it? And this is where we get caught in between being great and being fucking ridiculously outstanding. What I've done, and if I continue on the same way that I've been, I'm always going to be great. I know I can be fucking ridiculously outstanding. And this is when I have to get a little bit uncomfortable. And that's just holding me accountable with my own powers within myself. Now, I'm not trying to stretch myself out to be perfect. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not perfect at all. I'm not trying to be perfect. What I am trying to do, though, is maximize my purpose while I'm here. Enlightenment is a shift in self-perception. That's what that is. When you're enlightened, it's nothing that's like a hoo-ha moment. It's more of you shifting the way you're thinking of yourself and you realizing your own new powers. Once you come full circle, it's time to leave that circle. And there's no point in being a master who doesn't continue to grow. I saw a girl tweet, "You scared to take risks. Meanwhile, Taco Bell out here selling wings and they selling breakfast." Anything is fucking possible. Quit being scared and bet on yourself. The worst thing that can happen is you fall on your fucking face. You don't die. It doesn't stop. You take an L. All L's are just fucking lessons. All the L is a part of the fucking W at a slant. You get what I'm saying? It's just a part of the W. You rotate it to about a 45 degree angle, and then you got to catch another L and rotate that bitch to the opposite side, counterclockwise at a 45 degree angle. Put the both of them bitches together, you got yourself a W. It's all about learning. It's all about how you see things. It's all about your perception. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is how much power you give their words to affect you. You can only control what you can control. So if it's out of your control, what the fuck is the point? We've said this. You fall in love with the process. You fall in love with the little things about what you love. You don't fall in love with the end goal. I can't fall in love with the end goal of, you know, having Sotheby's auction off one of my paintings. I fall in love with knowing that every day I'm getting up and somehow I'm creating some type of masterpiece. Somehow I am contributing to control. If you set yourself a goal and say, hey, even first one of these quarters, I want to make six figures, no matter what you're doing. It don't matter. Selling lashes, whatever. I want to make six figures. And I know the way I can make six figures is if I put in this amount of hours, put this amount into my marketing, make sure that I'm growing, you know, my clients, this, that, and the third. So you come up with your to-dos and you do it. And let's say you do that shit for 3 months. And you see a spike in your goals. You see your clients going up. You see your marketing. You see your influences online. You know, you might have had a couple videos go viral, you know, but let's say you don't hit the six-figure goal. You don't have control over that, over what the outcome is. What you have control over is the process. And that's the main thing right there, is changing your mindset to fall in love with the process. 3 months prior to that, you ain't have the clientele you have. You didn't have the interactions you was getting. You know, you couldn't speed up the process. It's like, those are things that are going to get you to that goal. And then you might fuck around in next quarter, double your six-figure goal because you've staying consistent with it. All you control, the only thing you can control is what's in front of you. You have to seize your day. Why? Because I have a purpose. And I have to make sure that I'm fulfilling that purpose every day, because that's what I'm called to do. If you realize your purpose, you realize your light, you should be grateful, because a lot of us go through life just constantly searching for it. So this is 'tis the season of gratitude. You know, I'm grateful for having a positive mind right now. I'm grateful to be able to stay at home with my kid during the day. I'm grateful to have a supportive family. I'm grateful to have friends that are like family. I'm grateful to have friends that pour into me. I'm grateful to have people that actually fully fucking believe in me and believe in my art and believe in my calling. How do I know they believe in me? Because what I drop, they support. Because they listen to the podcast. Because they respect the fact that I'm being real. You know, I'm grateful for every single person that has sent me a text message, a DM, about some shit that I done said that it resonated with them, and they feel comfortable enough to tell me some real shit about them. I'm grateful for that, because you might not be talking like that to nobody else. So I respect that type of stuff. You know, the people who I'm looking for influence, the people who I admire, besides the goats that I have always admired, you know, are people that I know. May your scars become your stars. And that settled with me, because I think this year I've been so focused on my pain, so focused on my hurt, which is perfectly fine, you know, that I forgot my stars that I've had aligned for me. You know, I've been such in my head about doubting myself this year that I forgot the things that have made me who I am. You have to, for one, acknowledge the things that you have done. But don't get so cocky on it to where the point that you don't think you need to grow. Acknowledge your W's. Acknowledge who you are. Take the small W's with you too. Shit, I'm grateful to have finished this, to have finished that, you know. And then once you have that mindset of gratitude, then you understand, well, shit, if I was able to do all of that with this, this, and this going on, I know that I can do this. I know, like I said the other night, a couple nights ago, you know, we so happened to have a night without the baby, doing whatever went out. And I said a couple of things out loud that I wanted. I want a billboard. I want my art on a billboard. And I want one in Jacksonville, and I want one in Atlanta. I want to do a TED Talk. These are things I want, and I want them soon. I've always said I wanted a gallery, and I know we're going to get a gallery. I challenge you to just say some random shit that you want. This is the year where we get everything we want, because we're doing everything we need to do to get it. Once again, just want to say thank you guys for listening. If you want to find me on social media, be sure to check me out at Chris Lanise on Instagram and Twitter. If you're interested in my art, don't be afraid to stop by my website, www.chrislanise.com. Don't you ever put an H in that Chris bit. Until next time, be water, be light, be art.